Harris and Moore Expedition Through the Bible is a live call-in talk show every Monday night from 7 to 8 p.m. heard right here on this radio station. David Harris and Tom Moore will cover difficult topics of life and worship and will give a biblical answer for every question. We encourage you to tune in and call in every Monday night from 7 to 8 p.m. The number is 855-QA-BIBLE. Again, that's 855-722-4253, or email your questions and comments to questions@harrisonmoore.org. Our motto is, you've heard what men have to say, now listen to what the Bible has to say. Now join our hosts, David Harris and Tom Moore.
Welcome to the Harrison Moore Expedition Through the Bible. My name is Tom Moore, the gospel preacher for the Park Heights Church of Christ in Hamilton, Texas, and with me tonight, my good friend and partner on this program, David Harris, who preaches for the Hillcrest Church of Christ in Stephenville, Texas. Also with us tonight is Frank Briscoe, running our boards for us. He's been a big help to us over the last several months, and we look forward to his continued help in that area. He preaches for the Santo Church of Christ in Santo, Texas. Now, tonight we're airing from KATX 97.7 FM out of Eastland, KNNK 100.5 FM out of Hereford. This also airs in Canyon, Texas, as well as Amarillo. We're airing on KWBY 98.5 FM out of Stephenville. And starting next Monday, we'll be airing on KDAV AM 1590 out of Lubbock and KVOP AM 1090 out of Plainview. We're also airing on the Gospel Radio Network via Internet. Now, this program will be rebroadcast at 7 a.m. on Tuesday on the Gospel Radio Network. Our motto is, and has always been, you have heard what men have said. Now, let's listen to what the Bible says. Now, remember, this is a live call-in program. Now, the number to call if you have a question or a comment is 1-855-QA-BIBLE. That's 1-855-QA-BIBLE. You can also email questions to us at questions@harrisonmoore.org. That will go to David's box and my box. We won't be looking at the email tonight, but we'll look at them on other days. And if you have questions that you think of throughout the week and you want to approach us on it, just go to that email address, questions@harrisonmoore.org. Now, there is also a chat room that's available to you if you would prefer. The gospelradionetwork.org has a chat room that you can sign in and be a part of the chat that way. But we would rather you call in, 1-855-QA-BIBLE. You can also go to our webpage at harrisonmoore.org and sign up for a podcast of the program. You can go to the RSS feed at the bottom right-hand corner of the opening page of the webpage and sign up for the podcast. And also there on the Harrison Moore website, there are also archived radio programs that you can listen to that have been categorized by topic. So that would be of great benefit to you, I believe. Remember also that we have additional sponsors helping us out with this program. The Bangs Church of Christ in Bangs, Texas. The De Leon Church of Christ in De Leon, Texas. The Patrick Street Church of Christ in Dublin, Texas. The Rising Star Church of Christ in Rising Star, Texas. The Mount Vernon Church of Christ in Mount Vernon, Texas. The Ninth and Main Church of Christ in San Angelo. The Windmill Church of Christ in Weatherford, Texas. And also the Santo Church of Christ in Santo, Texas. Now again, remember, this is a live call-in program, and the number to call is 1-855-QA-BIBLE. Our title for tonight's program is The Unrighteousness of a Nation as Seen Through Planned Parenthood. You know, David, last week we talked a lot about Planned Parenthood. And David, as we get into our lesson this evening, remind our audience of some of the atrocities that were taking place in connection with Planned Parenthood.
Well, as most of our listeners know, I don't know how you could have missed it for the last couple of weeks, maybe not last week, but for the couple of weeks prior to that, an organization that is called the Center for Medical Progress made some videos about Planned Parenthood and what they were doing. Now, all along, Planned Parenthood has always claimed that they give high-quality health care to women. And they have shied away from the fact that they are in the abortion mill. And we pointed out last week, and with factual evidence, that they murder over 300,000 babies a year in the name of abortion. And another term that they use to soften the blow. But not only that, we as taxpaying citizens of this United States of America have for the last several years funded this organization to murder these babies in the womb to the total of $500 million a year. Now, this has been an illegal thing. This selling of body parts is now cropped up, and it has been a very, very illegal thing since the inception of the United States of America. It continues to be an illegal thing even today. And we mentioned last week, Tom, that we had even fought a war. World War II was partially because they were selling human parts for research and this medical research by the Nazi regime. And as we spoke last week, one thing that we kept mentioning was this. People were talking about how atrocious this was. They were saying how horrible it was, but not one single time was the word God ever mentioned or God's word ever mentioned in why this was wrong and why it was atrocious. Now, this Center for Medical Progress, they released a couple of videos, one July 14th, one July 21st, and I understand that they have released another one now. And they show secretly recorded discussions of fetal harvesting by top-ranked physicians of Planned Parenthood Federation of America. Now, what we need to understand here is this. Less than a week later, and we said this last week, we heard more about Cecil the Lion being shot than we heard about the 300,000 babies that were being killed and the $500 million worth of tax money that was funding and appropriated for this function. Now, this week we have heard nearly nothing about the Planned Parenthood atrocities, nearly nothing from anybody, but still it remains that we have not heard anything from the main media, Tom, about why this is wrong. What does God have to say about it? They're trying to take God out of the picture and remain a righteous nation anyway, and that is not a possibility.
Exactly. You know, if you're going to kill the babies and think that's all right, really, morally speaking, what's wrong with go ahead and sell their parts? You see, that's the mentality that they're fighting with. And if they don't have God in the picture, well, it just opens the door to everything, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
And so, you know, but David, when we think about this scenario of Planned Parenthood and the murdering of children, and, you know, we really need to start telling things like it is, David, mm-hmm. And using terms like murder instead of abortion, which is what they like to do because
Absolutely.
They don't want it to sound so bad. But, David, when we think about this idea of the Planned Parenthood and the murdering that's taking place, there's really nothing new under the sun.
No, there is not.
Some of the things that have been happening in our day have been happening many thousands of years ago. And a case in point is found in the book of Hosea. In Hosea chapter 4, beginning in verse 1, it says, "Hear the word of Jehovah, ye children of Israel. For Jehovah hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, nor goodness, nor knowledge of God in the land. There is naught but swearing, and breaking faith, and killing, and stealing, and committing adultery. They break out, and blood toucheth blood. Therefore shall the land mourn, and every one that dwelleth therein shall languish, with the beasts of the field and the birds of the heaven, yea, the fish of the sea also shall be taken away. Yet let no man strive, neither let any man reprove, for thy people are as they that striveth with the priest. And thou shalt stumble in the day, and the prophet also shall stumble with thee in the night, and I will destroy thy mother, or perhaps thy nation. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. As they were multiplied, so they sinned against me. I will change their glory into shame. They feed on the sin of my people and set their heart on their iniquity.
Amen.
David, when we look at that passage, there are some things that really stand out that are really quite the parallel to what we have going on in our day.
Well, you know, he begins right there by saying, Tom, the Lord has a controversy with the inhabitants of the land. And the controversy, you don't want to have a controversy with God.
No, sir.
And here's the reason. There is no truth, no mercy, no knowledge of God in the land. Well, you know, we have got an administration that had rather tell a lie than the truth. We have an administration that looks at this Planned Parenthood thing, not only the administration, but even our Congress, both sides of the aisle, that refuse to look at this Planned Parenthood thing with any kind of mercy at all. And then we also have no knowledge of God in the land. And that's the biggie.
Yes.
The fact that we have no knowledge of God in the land. For if we had a knowledge of God in the land, this would not be happening.
And what knowledge of God is there they're trying to repress? You know, they don't want people to have this. They're trying to take away our God-given rights mm-hmm. in so many places. I don't know how many stories I've heard about military men not allowed to have a Bible and things of that nature, just getting worse and worse all the time. And when you don't have God in the picture, well, you see what happens.
Yes.
We see what happened in Hosea's day. We see that very same thing happening in our day. Well, David, why? Why did God have a controversy with these people?
Well, verse 2 very plainly tells us. He says, by swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out and blood touches blood. And where he's talking about blood touches blood, he's talking about one act of bloodshed after another, after another, after another. Well, we've got, just in the Planned Parenthood abortion mill alone, we've got 300,000 babies a year killed in that one organization.
You know, I was looking at something just today that showed, David, that more than twice the amount of people who were killed, it happens by abortion, more than doubled cancer, more than doubled or quadrupled accidents, heart disease. By far, abortion is the biggest killer by murder
mm-hmm.
in our world today. I mean, it's just hard to fathom. People don't want cancer. People don't want heart disease, and yet we're killing people, killing these little babies at a greater rate than all of these diseases in our world.
And you know, I think murder is a better word.
Yes.
I think it's way better than
yes.
killing. You know, killing is taking one's life, but murdering is taking an innocent life mm-hmm. that had nothing to do with it. And so when we look at this passage of Scripture and we see that this happened, you know, centuries ago. Centuries ago this happened. This is somewhere along about 700 B.C. 700 years before Jesus ever comes to the earth in the flesh, and yet we've got the same problems today that they had then. And God, he goes on to say, therefore shall the land mourn, and everyone that dwells therein shall languish, and the beast of the field with the fowls of the heaven, yea, the fishes of the sea, they shall also be taken away. He's going to send a curse on this nation.
Exactly. He's going to pronounce judgment upon them.
Pronounce judgment because of the way they've been acting.
You know, and I wonder how far away, David, our nation is from a pronounced judgment from God. You know, how many nations have, and we've looked at this in times past about how that nations really need God, and those nations in the past who had not God, who rebelled against God, who forgot God, are no longer in existence.
Amen.
You know, what about the Roman Empire? The most powerful nation probably that ever existed, and yet is no more because it lacked God.
And you can just back up from there. You know, the Grecian Empire, the Medo-Persian Empire, the Babylonian Empire, the Assyrian Empire, all of them, and the Egyptian Empire. They were all equally as powerful, one right after the other, and yet they were destroyed by God, and most of them without even pulling a sword.
Exactly right. You know, we think about this idea. Now, remember, the number to call tonight, if you'd like to get in on the discussion, with a question or a comment, the number to call is 1-855-QA-BIBLE. That's 1-855-QA-BIBLE. If you're listening to us via radio, you can also get involved in the chat room by going to the Gospel Radio Network, and there's a little area there where you can get involved in the chat room. But we'd much rather you call in, and it adds so much to the show, and we'd love to hear from you. Now, David, we think about this idea of Hosea 4, verses 1 through 8, and how that God had a controversy with the people. And the reason why was because, they were, you know, breaking faith and committing adultery and committing murder. God pronounced judgment upon them for their wicked deeds. And, David, exactly, though, what was behind what they were doing, basically.
Well, what was behind what they were doing is they were totally complacent toward God's Word. God's Word was going to lead them into a life of bliss in the Promised Land. And they refused it. They rejected it because they didn't want to have the knowledge of God. They didn't want God telling them what to do. They didn't want a standard of right and wrong, a standard of righteousness versus the standard of the unrighteous of the land. And this was the biggest problem of them all, Tom.
Exactly right. You know, he says there in verse 6, "My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou should be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children." You know, there's three things there, David. I really see they had a lack of knowledge. There's a group perhaps that rejected knowledge. There's a group that forgot knowledge. You know, all of this, for this, they were destroyed. Some people knew. They didn't want to remember it anymore. Some just flat out rejected it, and some didn't want to know.
Right.
Does that not really explain or detail what's happening in our world today?
Exactly. And then he says, because you have forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your children. This is also paralleling with our country right now. We have in some instances, 5 and 6 generations of children that have come about that have not been taught about God, nor His Word, nor His will. They don't know what God's will is. They don't know that it's wrong to murder a baby in the womb. They don't know these things. They have been taught by the pagan people of the world that this abortion, this murdering of babies in the womb, is nothing more than another form of birth control.
Yep.
And they call it high-quality health care. Let's just keep that in front of us.
That's just pure old hogwash. You know, David, it's amazing to me how ignorant our world is concerning biblical things. We just finished a vacation Bible school, and I had a young lady in one of my classes in vacation Bible school, and she did not even know where the book of Genesis was. You know, we just don't realize how ignorant people are.
And we're not using that word in a derogatory sense.
No, it's just lack
a lack of knowledge.
Lack of knowledge. They just do not know. And David, that's behind all of the evils that are in our world today. People either do not have knowledge, or they are rejecting knowledge, mm-hmm. or they're forgetting what they know. And as a result, it says here in Hosea, my people are destroyed. You know, our nation is going to be destroyed if we don't start getting back to the Bible.
Amen. Amen. And he goes on to say here, as they were increased, so they sinned against me. Therefore, I will change their glory into shame. And this is descriptive of where we're headed as a nation today. Now, I know we've got a bunch of good, godly-minded people in this nation. But somehow, we are overwhelmed with the evil that is going on around us, where we don't have a platform to speak on, or we are afraid to speak on it, or we have rejected the Word of God because we don't want to be called politically incorrect.
Exactly. And David, did you notice there in verse 8, it says, they feed on the sin of my people and set their heart on their iniquity.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of a more pertinent parallel than what's going on in our very day, where people are murdering children. That's a great sin. And now people are, well, they're making money off of the sins of other people.
Isn't that about
selling
as horrible?
Of baby parts for money. You know, I don't know how more depraved a person can get than to sell parts of a little baby for profit.
Well, and again, you know, we get back here, and the big theme there in Hosea chapter 4 is, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Now, I would like to read one thing, and at the beginning of this program we said that, well, one of the big problems is God has been taken out of the picture here. And in Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 5, we see what God thinks about a baby in the womb.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before you came forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. That is planned parenthood right there.
Exactly right.
God knows, and we have this ignorance that is going on through our land that we have just totally rejected God's word, that none of this means anything. There's no sanctification in a child.
You know, we talked about last week, David, how that names are given things,
mm-hmm.
so as not to make them seem so bad. The idea, or the phrase, planned parenthood sounds like a wonderful way of going to go, you know, and perhaps
right.
In its inception, it was a good thing, perhaps, but now it has turned into a murder clinic.
Absolutely.
And under the guise of planned parenthood, you're murdering. Where's the parenthood in that? Where's the parenthood in the murdering of children? Well, you know, David, there is nothing really that's new under the sun. In Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verses 9 and 10, it says, that which hath been is that which shall be, and that which hath been done is that which shall be done, and there is no new thing under the sun. Is there a thing whereof it may be said, see, this is new? It hath been long ago in the ages which were before us. David, Solomon is telling us here in his ripe old age that sin is sin. Things hadn't changed much. People were being murdered in the Old Testament. People were going away from God in the Old Testament and the New Testament. And Solomon is saying, no matter what time you're in, there are going to be people who are always involved in murdering, taking advantage of the youth, taking advantage of other people, and straying away from God. And that's exactly what we see going on with Planned Parenthood.
Well, you know, as we come down through this, and I like to call it a time tunnel of the Bible, we get to Jeremiah. And Jeremiah, 150 years later, he would write a very, very similar thing in Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse 9. And this is what God, through the mouthpiece Jeremiah, says. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, they shall thoroughly glean the remnant of Israel as a vine. Turn back thy hand as a grape gatherer into the baskets. To whom shall I speak and give warning, that they may hear? Behold, their ear is uncircumcised, they cannot hearken. Behold, the word of the Lord is unto them as a reproach, and they have no delight in it. Therefore I am full of fury of the Lord. I am weary with holding in. I will pour it out upon the children abroad and assembly of young men together. For even the husband with the wife shall be taken, the aged with him that is full of days. And their houses shall be turned into others, their fields and their wives together. And for I will stretch out my hand upon the inhabitants of the land, saith the Lord, and from the least of them even to the greatest of them, everyone is given over to covetousness. Did you get that? From the least of them even to the greatest of them, every one of them is given over into covetousness. And from the prophet even to the priest, everyone deals falsely. And they have healed also the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Were they at all ashamed when they had committed abomination? Nay, they were not at all ashamed, and neither could they blush. Therefore they shall fall among them that fall. At the time that I visit them, they shall be cast down, saith the Lord.
You know, that is a very powerful passage, David, that really characterizes our nation today. Mm-hmm. And is really what is behind the atrocities that are associated with Planned Parenthood and the murdering of these innocent babies, and also the selling of their parts. What we're going to see here, David, in this passage are the characteristics, the attitudes that are behind those very atrocities.
Well, you know, what we have here and what was described to us there and what we have here today is a bunch of people that are outwardly religious but with no true delight in God's Word, no application of God's Word to their life. Nancy Pelosi claims to be a Christian woman, and she says, I stand with Planned Parenthood. Clinton said the very same thing. I stand with Planned Parenthood. And on and on and on it goes.
Well, doesn't President Obama claim to be Christian and yet behind Planned Parenthood?
Yes. He's going to veto anything that comes across his desk that would limit the funding to this organization.
So we have an outward claim of religion.
Absolutely.
An outward claim of spirituality,
mm-hmm.
but they aren't matching up with one's words or one's action. You know, the people of Judah, David, in the days of Jeremiah, they had not dispensed with the outward aspects of worship to God. In fact, they laid great store in the temple and the sacrifices and the law. They held it in high esteem, high regard. But David, just because a person says something, it don't make it so.
No, they then had no involvement in their heart. And in other words, they refused to apply the knowledge of God to their lives. And we have the very same thing happening today. All the pomp and circumstance that goes on with our political leadership in this country, they want everybody to think that they're a bunch of righteous people, and behind doors, behind closed doors, the seal deals and the bad deals, we have the Speaker of the House, Boehner, that is backing and financing this Planned Parenthood, as well as Mitch McConnell of the Senate, and this is all a farce. Every exactly. bit of it is a farce, and that's what Jeremiah is saying here in chapter 6.
Look at verse 10 again. To whom shall I speak and testify that they may hear? Behold, their ear is uncircumcised, and they cannot hearken. Behold, the word of Jehovah is become unto them a reproach. They have no delight in it. You know, David, we can claim all day long to be religious, But if we're not abiding by biblical principles, we're not religious.
No.
The Word of God had become a reproach to them. They had no delight in it, and yet all the while claim to be religious. That's exactly what's going on with our politicians and anyone who claims to be religious who would support Planned Parenthood.
Well, you know, and let's get our terminology right here. It may not; they may be playing religion.
Mm-hmm.
They may be playing religion, but they can't play Christianity.
Yeah,
they cannot play that one.
Either you are or you aren't.
Either you are or you're not. Now, you may be a godly-minded person. You may even claim to be a godly-minded person. But if you are supporting the murdering of children, there is nothing godly about that.
There's nothing godly. There's nothing Christian.
No. Zero.
About this thing.
Nothing there.
You know, the trouble with people, David, is that a lot of people claim to be religious. They claim to be followers of God's law, but in reality, there is no application of God's word to their life.
You know, we claim to be a Christian nation. It's astounding to me that we claim to be a Christian nation.
We claim, but Obama didn't claim.
No, he doesn't.
He done gone past that, hadn't he?
But even then, of all of the people, you know, we got what do we got? 300 and something million people in the United States of America, and we claim to be as a general rule a Christian people. Where are all these Christian people speaking up against this? Where is it?
Mm-hmm.
Where's the application of their so-called Christianity to allow this to happen and not say a word to anybody about it?
You know, you think about a while ago earlier, David, you said about how that we have been spent half a billion people, dollars mm-hmm. in Planned Parenthood.
Per year.
Per year. Now, just think about this, David. A lot of the people who are getting abortions because they think they can't afford it or don't want the child. What if you were to give every person in America $1 million? It'd come off cheaper then. They could probably afford those children.
Probably so.
You see how we're using our money instead of for good, we're using it for evil purposes. It is for the murdering of innocent babies and then selling their parts. We're spending money for the murdering, and then the people who do the murdering pass it on to someone else who makes bukus of money as well.
Yeah, it's just and we're going to get into that being driven by greed. But you know, a lot of people say, well, now you guys are just hung back off over there in the Old Testament. Well, let's just get over into the New Testament and see what Jesus has to say about this. And for those who can, and for those who would turn there, turn, if you will, to Matthew chapter 13. And I want you to look there at verse number 13 and what Jesus had to say about very similar situations that we've been talking about here. In Matthew chapter 13 and verse number 13, this is what Jesus says. Therefore I speak to them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. Now, I think it's very interesting that Jesus is going to take us all the way back to that Old Testament mm-hmm. we just came out of to get the principles of righteousness here. Laws have changed, but the principles of righteousness the same. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which says, by hearing you shall hear and not understand. By seeing you shall see and you shall not perceive. For, and here's the reason why, this people's heart is waxed gross, their ears are dull of hearing, their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and they should hear with their ears, and they should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them.
You know, David, that is an excellent example of Jesus telling there are people who simply do not want to hear
no.
what God says.
No, absolutely not. They would not have to make application.
Exactly right. You know, and he also says in Matthew 15, verses 7 through 9, ye hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, this people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching as their doctrines the precepts or the commandments of men.
Mm-hmm.
So again, David, we have an example in the New Testament, and by the very words of our Lord, that there are those who are claiming to be one thing and yet are choosing not to abide by God's teaching. Now, the number to call tonight, if you'd like to get in on the discussion with a question or a comment, the number to call is 1-855-QA-BIBLE. That's 1-855-QA-BIBLE. Tonight we're talking about the unrighteousness of a nation as seen through Planned Parenthood. We begin looking at Hosea chapter 4, verses 1 through 8, showing that God had a controversy with his people because there was no knowledge of God in the land, and they were killing and murdering, and they were as far away from righteousness as a man could possibly be. And we looked at how that was a great parallel to what we're seeing going on in our day. And we moved into Jeremiah, where Jeremiah is also showing us here in the first part of it, in Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse 10, how that outwardly religious people sometimes are not really delighting in God's word. But David, we also notice another big point in Jeremiah's day that is directly parallel to what's going on in our day, is that so many people are driven by greed.
Yes. In verse 13, let me read it to you again. He says, "For the least of them, even to the greatest of them, everyone is given over to covetousness. From the prophet even unto the priest, everyone deals falsely." By the way, speaking of that, even the priest, there are some that call themselves priest and local clergy. We mentioned this last week, and they said that Planned Parenthood gives care and respect to those in need, and they are doing God's work. Murdering babies, doing God's work. And so from the priest all the way down, they are saying the very same thing today that Jeremiah says that they were saying then. They're given over to covetousness.
And that just shows how ignorant people can be and how much of what they believe is just self-thinking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, "There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death," Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. And so many people think it's the right thing. They think it's God's way just simply because they think it is that way, instead of going back and looking, what does the Bible really say about these things, and then abiding by the Bible's teaching on this. But, you know, is it not true, David, that greed is behind so much of the religious and moral error that is in our world today?
Oh, there's no doubt. And besides that, this Planned Parenthood is all about greed. I have in my hand, I'm going to share some stuff tonight, Tom, that a lot of people don't realize. This new deal that we've come up with is all of these videos that have come up with by the Center for Medical Progress that has secretly recorded discussions of fetal harvesting by top-ranked physicians of Planned Parenthood. This has been going on a long time, and a lot of people haven't even heard of it. But 17 years ago, There was an atrocious thing that had happened, and it was uncovered, and very little was ever said about it. They just swept it under the rug, just as it has been done this time from one week to the next. We haven't heard a thing in a week about this, and we certainly haven't heard anything that God has said about it. But now, in Kansas, more specifically on a program, Miles Jones, the owner of Opening Line, says that he was able to make $50,000 a week from the sale of fetal body parts. Now, that's talking about unborn children's bodies parts, and in many cases, partial birth abortion body parts. And Jones' company supposedly held a contract with Planned Parenthood to dispose of the clinic's fetal tissue from which donated tissue was put up for sale at a profit during a 10-week period in 1998. Now, here's what he says. The opening lines had a price list. Now, if this doesn't turn your stomach, they had a price list that advertised costs for various baby body parts. $999 for the brain of a baby child between 22 and 23 weeks. $150 for that baby's skin. $325 for a spinal cord. $550 for the reproductive organs of a baby. $75 apiece for their eyes, according to March 2000 accounts of ABC's 2020 and the Kansas City Star. And even though an investigation 8 years later by the Attorney General in Kansas concluded that Jones did not violate any federal laws, the harvesting was connected to the Kansas Planned Parenthood. You think this is not motivated by greed? And here is what Jeremiah is saying in chapter 6 and verse 13. All of them, from the priest on down, they were involved in this. It's just an atrocious thing. You know, and nothing has changed.
Exactly. That's why Jeremiah said in Jeremiah 22, verse 17, "But thine eyes and thy heart are not but for thy covetousness, and for shedding of innocent blood, and for oppression, and for violence to do it." I mean, there you have right there in Jeremiah exactly what Planned Parenthood is doing and those who are selling the body parts. Well, and it's all about money.
Can you imagine the violence that is associated with skinning a baby coming straight out of the womb? Skinning the baby, taking his skin and selling that skin. Can you imagine the violence that is associated with that?
Removing his eyes, decapitating him to remove the brain. You know, I can't hardly even talk about this. It's so disgusting and so sad and so inhumane.
Mm-hmm.
And yet our government simply wants to, let's just kind of brush this under the rug and let's not talk about it. And yet, as you said earlier, over $500 million a year
is given
by our government, and that by us, really.
Yes,
and that's what I don't like about
our taxpayers.
Yes,
as taxpayers, we are forced to be included and involved in this. Now, the number to call, and we would especially like to talk to somebody that can possibly defend this. We're not going to be ugly to you. We would like to hear your take on it. If you want to call in and tell us why you think that this there is a justified action somewhere for the selling of baby parts or for the killing of these babies, we would love for you to call in here. And the number to call is 1-855-QA-BIBLE. 1-855-QA-BIBLE. Now, Tom, we've got some more to cover here, and I hope that we can get through in this time that we have allotted, and I don't think it's going to be a possibility. But as in Jeremiah's day, so it is in ours, that covetousness confuses the values of those who give themselves to it. In other words, when we see a dollar sign associated with something, in many cases, if we're not backed by godly thoughts, we will be prone to lean toward where the money is if we don't have godly thoughts.
Seeing dollar signs,
yes,
instead of spiritual things.
Absolutely.
You know, a good example is found in the book of Luke. In Luke chapter 12, beginning in verse 15, it says, "And he said unto them, Take heed and keep yourselves from all covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesses. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he reasoned within himself, saying, What shall I do? because I have not where to store my fruits. And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And therefore will I bestow all my grains and my goods, and I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou foolish one, this night is thy soul required of thee, and the things which thou hast prepared, whose shall they be? So is he that layeth up treasures for himself, and is not rich toward God. David, here is a man who had everything that he needed, but wanted more than he needed. And he was willing to tear down what he already had to gain even more. Why not use the extra for someone else?
Well, and I think one of the key thoughts here, too, goes back to Jeremiah. He forgot all about God. Because you have forgotten your God, I will also forget your children. Because you have forgotten your knowledge of God, I will also forget your children. I will curse you that you shall be no priest to me. Well, now I hear this man. This man had forgotten all about God, and he allowed the covetousness that was just overwhelming him to just want more and more and more instead of going back and finding out what God wanted out of his life. Mm-hmm. Now, I am reminded of one of these videos, and I can't tell you which one it was, the video of the earlier, or the, one of the two of them, but they were talking to one of the Planned Parenthood directors about the price of this fetal parts that they were going to sell, these baby parts that they were going to sell. And she kind of chuckled and said she didn't really care what kind of an agreement they came up to, because she was trying to get enough to buy her a Lamborghini, a car, an automobile. She was looking at this as a way to make a profit so that she could buy her a very, very expensive automobile. You talk about having your value system out of whack.
And by the selling of baby parts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how morbid, how depraved can a person be to chuckle about the baby parts? Well, at least I'm going to get a good car out of it.
Yeah, a great car.
You know?
Just a great car.
Well, you know, no spiritual warning is needed in our nation more, David, than right now, than the warning against the love of money. Now, it's not money that's evil, David. It's the love of money that
right.
has caused so many people to stray away. You know, and that almighty dollar sign has tempted so many people to stray away from God. And as you're going to read for us there in a moment, David, it causes great trouble in people's lives as a result of that mentality.
And here's what God's Word has to say about it. He said, but they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while after some coveted, they erred from the faith, and they have pierced themselves through with many sorrows.
You know, that's 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. You know, you look at that, David, the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Just think about all the horrible evils in our day that has come as a result of money. I wonder if there was not so much money in baby body parts, if there would be less murdering of children.
Well,
I wonder if we should look at it from that aspect.
Well, that's true. And really, you know, we've gotten to a point here in the United States of America that nobody knows who to vote for anymore, because every politician will tell you before they're ever elected, I will not be bought off with money. And then it seems like one after the other, they fall like a bunch of little tin soldiers lined up in a line or a line of dominoes. And it just has this great big domino effect. And they cannot seem to turn away from the evil of the love of money.
You know, another one of the evil things that we see on the abortion and the selling of baby parts, they had to do a study and come up with a way in which to kill the fetus, the baby, so that the body parts wouldn't be damaged.
That's very true. That's very true. And that's a point that doesn't need to be overlooked. This, as one of our chat box people said just a moment ago, this is not murder. This is premeditated murder. Mm-hmm. You had to come up with a way, and in these videos, by the way, I do believe that they are asking one of the producers, the one down in Galveston, I believe, which is the biggest Planned Parenthood seller of body parts in the United States of America, and they ask her, could you possibly harvest these babies out a little differently so that we could salvage some more body parts than what you're giving? She said there should be no problem at all for that.
You know, this is just flat out sick, David. We live in a society where we're getting further and further away from moral values. Tonight we've been talking about the unrighteousness of a nation as seen through Planned Parenthood. We talked about last week some of the atrocities of abortion, the murder of children, and the selling of the baby parts. And David, we talked about how there were 300,000 killed every day, every year in just Planned Parenthood.
Mm-hmm. Not counting all of the other places.
Exactly. And then we're spending $500 million every year for this to take place, giving it to Planned Parenthood. Much of it, I'm sure, is used for this very purpose. They turn right around and then make a profit at the murdering of these little children. And people were up in arms about with this for a week or so. And as you mentioned, now it seems to be slowly being swept under the rug and nothing being said about it.
And the most glaring thing about it all, Tom, not one time has the mention of God or the knowledge of God or the thought of God's righteousness ever entered into the conversation.
Exactly.
It's always been, well, you know, I just think that's wrong. I just think that's wrong. But that's not the way that we do things. We've got to base things right or wrong based upon a standard of God's word.
And therein lies the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, David, we've talked about Hosea chapter 4, verses 1 through 8, how that God had a controversy with the people. And the reason that he had a controversy with them was because of their unrighteousness and their killing and murdering. He pronounced judgment on them. And really, this was all because of their complacency toward the word of God. That's happening today, just as you mentioned a moment ago. It's because we're not fulfilling our moral and biblical obligations.
Well, Tom, I suggest to you tonight and for the listeners of our show, I would personally like to go another week and gather up some more information as to what is being said, what is being done, what is being thought about this, and pick up right here where we're going to end up tonight, because we're not near through with Jeremiah.
Exactly.
This is so applicable today as it was in Jeremiah's day and in Hosea's day. It's all the same. Nothing is new under the sun, as you mentioned that Solomon wrote in Ecclesiastes chapter 1. Nothing, absolutely nothing, is new under the sun. And here we have all of these atrocities taking place that had been taking place back then. God said, this is what I'm going to do to you, because you are shamelessly, absolutely, you can't even blush for doing these things. And as we saw in the videos, nobody was blushing. Nobody was ashamed to talk about the murdering of these children in the womb. And I'll say it again, and I'll say it as however many times it needs to be said. The most dangerous place in the United States of America, the Christian nation, the so-called Christian nation, the most dangerous place for a baby is in his mother's womb.
You know, and that is indeed a very sad state of affairs that our world has come to. And David, you know, it really boils down because people no longer want to retain God in their knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
They reject God. They reject biblical teaching. And as we just mentioned, it's because people are driven by greed. They're more concerned about materialism. They're more concerned about comfort than they are about biblical truth. You know, they talk about, I saw something the other day that made me think, David, being pro-choice, mm-hmm. you know, and how that the people who want abortion, well, we're pro-choice, we want to be able to choose. Well, they did choose, but they chose to do the wrong thing, and that's why they find themselves in this situation. You know, what choice does the baby have? The
no
baby
choice.
Has no choice.
No choice
and whatsoever. So pro-choice is just a, one of those, again, one of those phrases that sounds good, but at the bottom of it, it's just the opposite of what it really is.
Well, when Planned Parenthood can come out and convince politicians that they are involved in nothing more than high-quality health care for mm-hmm. women, when the majority of their money, when the majority of their income comes from the murdering of babies in the womb, and when all of this is put together, Tom, what we have is a country that is consumed not only with greed, but with evil. And I am appalled at the representatives that we have that are refusing to speak up right now. And this ought to show you and me and everybody else that politics and religion better get mixed.
Exactly. You know, David, I was thinking, you know, you were talking about that fella, Miles Jones, who mm-hmm. made $50,000 a week. That was like in 1998.
Yes.
And the body parts that were sold were probably from that time.
Yes.
Do you think that over that 17-year period, the prices have gone up?
Well,
everything else has.
Everything else has. I wouldn't doubt it a bit. And now we have, and I can't think right off the top of my head. I can't think of that that outfit over out in California that is the number one consumer of this Planned Parenthood. Baby massacre and the body parts, and I can't think of the guy's name right now, but they're making a slew of money out of this. They have no shame. They can't even blush. And these things are just atrocious as we think about them and talk about them. So next week, I want to let everybody know that you need to tune in because we're not through with this. We can't be through with this. There's not being enough said as to what God's thoughts are on this horrific thing that is happening in this supposedly Christian nation in which we live, Tom.
You know, Christians need to stand up.
Amen.
And we would appreciate it if you would tell other people about this program, to listen to last week's program, listen to this week's program, and start telling people how horrible Planned Parenthood is, and we need to do everything that we possibly can to stop the murdering of these children and therefore stop the funding of Planned Parenthood. It's been a delight to have you in our audience this evening. We hope that you'll tune in next week right here on these channels at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. You've been listening to the Harrison Moore Expedition Through the Bible.
A common love for each other, a common gift to the Savior, a common bond holding us to the Lord.
Thank you for tuning in to the Harrison Moore Expedition Through the Bible. This is a live call-in talk show discussing the important topics and current events threatening our Christian faith. Please join us every Monday night from 7 to 8 p.m. and call in with any question or comment. 855-QA-BIBLE. That's 855-722-4253. Or email your questions and comments to questions@harrisonmoore.org. Our motto is, you've heard what men have to say, now listen to what the Bible has to say. Harrison Moore Expedition Through the Bible, heard every Monday night from 7 to 8 p.m. on this radio station.